Hey guys, welcome to the Stav, Abby and Matt Backchat Podcast. We are the breakfast show in Brisbane on Hit 105 and we get a lot of guests onto our show. Sometimes we have to pre-record them for different reasons. They're overseas and the time difference and they get edited down. So there's some bits that you don't actually get to hear on the air. In this podcast, you'll hear complete unedited chats, stuff that legally probably can't go on the radio. Plus, there'll be some interviews that did go live to air. You'll also get to hear the moments leading up to it. So the stuff we talk about when no one is actually listening, we've put into this special podcast just for you. Please enjoy. Yeah, and this man may or may not get your vote. You never know. Tim Nichols is in the studio. Morning, Timmy.
Morning, guys. Morning, Matt.
Just so you know, I'm a nickname kind of guy, so to me, you're going to be Timmy.
Okay. Hope that's all right. Righto. The only person who really gets away with saying that to me is my mum, so, and you don't, mate, you don't look anywhere near as good as she does, so I'm sorry to say.
Now, you are on strict instructions not to embarrass your kids. You've got three kids. Your youngest is 14 and probably listening.
Exactly right.
What's her favourite artist?
Well, she's pretty keen on Adele. She went to concert and had a great time, and she said, Dad, you know, like, just don't embarrass me when you go on.
Okay.
And I said, well, what are the songs that I should be sort of, you know, saying for? And she said, by something called Feel It Like This by Portugal the Man. Is that right?
Oh, that's good. You're doing well.
Right? She's right on top of all of that sort of stuff. So, hi, Katie. Sorry, I've embarrassed you already.
You've done well. Now, I feel like we haven't had a chance to get to know you because everyone obviously knows the Premier, but when you're the opposition, like, this is your moment, I guess, to shine during the campaign period.
Yeah, this is the time when opposition leaders have traditionally been able to get equal airtime because, you know, obviously the Premier is always able there to make the announcements and those sorts of things, but this is part of the campaign and I'm looking forward to it, feeling pumped, really ready to get out there and push forward our policies, talk about the things that we can do, and I'm really keen, you know, hope and optimism and opportunity for Queensland.
A lot of people are saying that you might need to cut a deal with Pauline Hanson, though, to win power.
I've been pretty clear about it. There are no deals, no coalition, no room at the cabinet table if we're successful about it all.
Yeah.
But we'll take the vote of the people as it's delivered, and that's what we've got to do. That's our obligation as elected representatives. You know, that's the people's will.
Have you liked her photos though? Her holiday snaps from India?
No,
I
haven't liked those.
Okay.
Haven't been there though, but it looks like a pretty swish trip, doesn't it?
Are you on Insta?
I think I am on Instagram, but I'm not sure. I am. I know my daughter is because she likes a few things. So I'm definitely on Twitter. Definitely on Facebook. And I do some of my own Instagrams around the place, but usually pretty personal ones. So we lost our dog Banjo, broke his leg 2 weeks ago. That was really sad. And so, you know, those sort of things that are just little family things, I suppose.
Got one more follower, sir.
There you go, I am on.
You are.
Have you hit back on Twitter, though? Like, you know, sometimes you read something and you're like, people like to complain on Twitter. You might not have not noticed that.
I did pick it up a little bit.
Have you ever had that urge, maybe even just after a glass of wine, just to write back and go,
because the President of the United States does.
Well, that's it.
No, I think, you know, I think 8 hours between bottle and throttle when it comes to Twitter is the way to go.
I think that's not a bad way to go there.
There is danger galore in all of those sort of things. But no chance for a glass of wine in this sort of campaign either.
Speaking of wine,
we've got something to put to you.
I'm not sure, but go for it.
Okay.
Now, you would know Trevor Watts.
I know Trev, big Trev. Yep.
From Toowoomba.
Yep.
He's your whip.
He is our whip. He's the man responsible for getting everyone there on time and in the right place.
We didn't even know what a whip was, but Maddie is friends.
I've watched House of Cards.
Oh, sorry, guys. I haven't watched. Sorry. Okay.
It's all on there.
But Maddie is friends with him. Who would have thought he had friends in high places?
He used to book me as a DJ at his nightclub that he used to own in Toowoomba.
In Toowoomba.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's great. Did you do a good job?
Yeah, I killed it.
Value for money?
I don't know. My set used to go from midnight till 4:30 in the morning. So
it was prime time.
Okay. Who was paying attention anyway at that stage of proceedings?
But he invited us to go to Parliament House, which was pretty amazing. And we went for lunch.
Lovely.
And it was very classy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got a big tour of the whole place as well. Maddie was inappropriate in the House of Parliament.
Is it the talking stick or what is it, that big long thing you're not supposed to touch?
You mean the mace?
Yes.
He touched it.
The mace, the gold mace that sits in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Now, when I
Have you washed your hands since?
Well, I don't know if I actually touched it or whether I just hovered it, but there was a security guard who reached for a gun, and Trev didn't look happy. Nah, so I just
got to wear gloves.
Yeah. Is that a no-no to touch that?
It is a bit of a no-no to touch that. Even the sergeant at arms, the official person who carries it, wears white gloves when they bring it into the chamber and take it out every day. So
still the best. I said this to Maddie at the time, because no one else touches it. It's always white gloves. So if it ever gets taken, his are the only fingerprints.
Exactly right. We know where to go. We know where to go.
Is it worth a lot of moolah?
It's sterling silver. It's gold plated, and it was a gift from Prince Charles.
Oh, wow.
Back in about 1978, I think, from memory.
Yes.
So I think it's probably is worth a pretty penny or two. Yeah. We've got a wooden one for the kids to use when they come in as well.
So he should have known he knows you. He should have given you the wooden one.
Why don't you tell him your proposition?
Yeah.
Oh, so, we've got one other proposition too.
Right.
Yesterday, Anastasia Palaszczuk joined us on the show as well.
Yep.
Because you might know her.
We had to rush out. We went to the Strangers eating area as well, which is lovely in there.
The Strangers dining room.
Yes. And we did a tour, and there was a plate. I think it was a yacht that had been moved inside, and it turned into
the bug. Tell us about the Strangers bug.
So the Lucinda bar you're talking about there. Right. So that came off the Queensland government steamship from the 1800s called the Lucinda.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, little bit of, you know, pop quiz on history. The Lucinda was where the Australian Constitution was initially drafted. And it was drafted in the bar and the saloon of the Lucinda.
Wow.
Now, it ended up in the mud and on the rocks, and the government saved the bar and put it into Parliament House. And so the members' bar is now called the Lucinda Bar.
Isn't that ironic that it ended up on the rocks and now it's a bar?
There's been a few things on the rocks in that bar, I suspect, over time.
Yesterday, Anastasia said she would invite us into that bar.
Yeah.
Now, today we're asking, will you invite us?
I will do better. I will take you into the Strangers dining room. Into the Strangers dining room when you can go. I'll give you the tour of the members' bar, and I don't know whether you saw it, but there's also a billiard room, and I will take you up to the billiard room upstairs and show you that one as well. Doesn't get used a lot, but it's up there. It's just a fantastic room in the place.
All righty. Well, that's two offers. So what? Someone's got to cash in first.
Yeah. So basically what he's saying is that we both had invites, but we would want to know who's going to send the first official invite and
make it happen.
Well, I've got to tell you, we're in caretaker mode now. So there you go. But I tell you what, as always, within the first 100 days, I will give you... After we get on and start building the things we need to build, the roads, the dams and the bridges, I will get you an invite and the first shout's on me.
Yes.
Oh, I love
day
it.
Day one will
I
be
love
Maddie.
It. I love it.
Hello, Timmy.
Yes,
Timmy, it's your mum and me.
Pour up the JD. We are on. Hey, mate, lovely to meet you. We appreciate you making the effort to come into the studio.
Great to be here. Thank you very much.
Before we do go, because we're going to play a song here, is there anything you'd like to say to the voters who are listening to you right now?
The question you have to ask yourself is who's best placed to work for you and your family, and I reckon the answer is the LNP.
There we go. Perfect. Well, nicely said. Tim Nicholls, leader of the LNP. Thanks for coming in, mate. Great to see you this morning.
Pleasure. Great, guys. And Katie, I hope I didn't embarrass you too much.
You did all right. You did all right.